Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, if you're new to the broadcast, then let me share with you one important resource that you're going to want to check out. And that resource is our church's website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And on the website, you're going to find many different articles, books, and audio messages, all available free of charge. And it's absolutely a great place to learn more about what we believe. Now, we also post all of our Sunday and Wednesday sermons on sermonaudio.com/IBC. And so that's another resource if you need to listen to full-length sermons throughout the week. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds brought a message dealing with three things every person should do. And those three things are salvation, scriptural baptism, and church membership. And if you missed that message last week, then just log into that website I mentioned, and you'll be able to find that under the audio section, and you'll be able to listen to that. Well, but before I take up too much of his time, let me go ahead this morning and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, I'd like to bring to you a message entitled, Jesus Saves. Luke 19, verse number 10, states, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This morning, I want to bring this message to you because there are so many gospel messages. Some teach one way to be saved. Others teach another way to be saved. But really, there is only one way. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Jesus Christ even said that no man can come unto the Father but by me, that is, by Jesus Christ. Now, I understand that there's many ways of presenting the gospel, but sometimes the gospel is presented in such a way that it is not the gospel at all. Paul talked about this in Galatians 1, verse 6 and verse 7, where he says, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there's some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." You see, there are those that teach a believing in Christ for salvation, but they never preach that a person is lost in sin and cannot come to Christ except they receive power from God to come. That's stated in the book of John 1, verse 12 and verse 13. In other words, they preach a gospel that proclaims that the sinner has the power within himself to come to Christ. This cannot be so, for a sinner is totally depraved. The Bible states in Ephesians 2, verse 1 through 3, that he is dead in trespasses and in sins. A dead person simply does not come alive, not of their own power. Jesus said in John 10, verse number 1, "But he that climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Notice that Jesus Christ is the one that gives salvation. And anybody that tries to climb into heaven another way is a thief and a robber. They're not a part of the family. They will not be accepted at all. Paul also said in the book of 2 Timothy 2 in verse number 5, "If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." So the whole point of the message is this. There are many ways to attempt to be saved. But there's only one way that you can find true salvation for your soul. The gospel, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, must be presented. It must be accepted in the correct way. Otherwise, the blind are simply leading the blind. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Once, I received correct directions to a home. but I heard the directions wrong. I did not hear that I should turn left at a particular intersection. Actually, it was a second turn. I didn't find the home, of course. I was in the wrong place. After I returned home, I heard the directions again. I realized I had only missed one turn. But that caused me to miss going where I wanted to go. Then, on the second trip, I followed the correct steps and was successful in finding the home. People treat their religion exactly like this. Sometimes only one small thing is left out about salvation, and one thing causes them to miss salvation. Listen, if you have left out being lost, then you have missed salvation. Remember, there is coming a judgment day when many will stand before God declaring their good works. And then Jesus will say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You can find that in Matthew 7 and verse 23. You see, sin has come into the world, and we need someone to wipe away our sin and to clean us. I know that Adam's wife was deceived when she ate of the forbidden fruit. But Noah knowingly and willingly disobeyed God's law. When Adam sinned, he brought upon himself and all the world a curse, and true happiness that once was in the beginning was gone because of what they did. But notice what the Bible states in the book of Romans 5 in verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. The reason today that I'm a sinner, the reason today that you are a sinner, is because of Adam's transgression. We must understand that that is so. The Bible says in Romans 5 and verse 19 and verse number 20, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Now listen to this. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Adam was the one that caused us to have sin, but it's Jesus Christ and what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary that causes us to have righteousness. You see, all men are descendants of Adam. Jesus, of course, is excluded from this because he was miracle born. Jesus Christ was born of his father. Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. Adam's nature, like our nature, is depraved. That is, it is thoroughly crooked. Therefore, we have received exactly the same kind of nature that he had, a nature that was away from God. What was it that Adam did in the garden when he knew that he had sinned? The Bible says immediately that he made aprons and covered up their nakedness. But that wasn't enough. Because even then, when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, Adam and his wife hid themselves from Almighty God. That shows us that works of the flesh are no good at all. If you're trying to work your way into heaven, you'll never get there. You can't ever be good enough to get into heaven. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ has paid the price that is sufficient for all of us, for every person. He is the omnipotent, supreme, sovereign God who can save you if you will simply trust in him. Notice the book of John 3 in verse number 6. The Bible said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit, that is absolutely the truth. Psalm 51, verse number 5. David said, he was shapen in iniquity, that he was conceived in sin. Oh, this is the way that it is. The Bible says in Isaiah 53 in verse number 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, every individual has turned away from God voluntarily. The lost, they choose to sin against God because that is exactly what they enjoy. Genesis 6 and verse number 12 states that God saw the imagination of a man, and God saw that the heart was defiled. You see, the Bible declares mankind to be sinners through and through. The whole imagination, the purposes, and the intents of mankind are all corrupt. The Bible tells us that there's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that there's none that doeth good, no, not even one person. The Bible declares that all persons are sinners. All people need Jesus Christ. Look in Romans 1, verse number 32. The Bible said, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. The Bible says in Ezekiel 18, verse 19 and verse number 20, that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That is the way it is. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 5, verse 11 through 16, that hell has actually enlarged itself to contain all the people that go down into it. Listen, hell is full of people. Many people are religious, but they're not saved by the grace of Almighty God. And they have lived their lives, and they have died, and they have gone into hell. Don't follow them, but follow Jesus Christ. He is the one that can give you life. He is the one that can give you hope. There's no other hope except Him. Listen again to Luke 19 and verse number 10. The Bible says here in this place, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Listen, are you saved today or are you lost? If you're lost, we pray that you might understand that Jesus Christ has paid the price already for you. Don't go to hell. Don't waste your life in living the riotous living, but just submit yourself to Almighty God. There's much, much pleasure in this life if you just give it to the Lord. And you ought to do that. If you're lost, we pray that the Lord would bless you today with salvation.
You know, when Brother Wayne started this morning, at the very beginning of the message, he talked about there being many different gospel messages out there. And that is unfortunately the case. So many people have taken the gospel message and they've added to it or they've taken away from it. And what you end up with is you end up with a bunch of false gospel messages that are out there. And those do nothing but lull people into a false sense of security, or put them in a place where they feel like there's no hope. You know, and if the gospel message that you hear includes anything that insinuates that the sinner has the power to save himself, then it is a false gospel. Well, here I am just about to preach Brother Wayne's message all over again. It's just so important to understand what the verse, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's so important to understand what that verse is talking about. So, Pastor Reynolds, I absolutely really appreciate that message, and I trust that it'll be a blessing and an encouragement to those that are saved and a means of getting the attention of those that are lost. Well, I can see that we're just about out of time, but, you know, each week I want to be sure and remind everyone that they are welcome to come and join us for services. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri, and our services will begin this morning at 10 a.m., and our afternoon services will start at 3:45. So once again, thanks for listening this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to join us again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.